eating before Musaf. While in general, people don't usually go home and make Kiddush until after the conclusion of Shacharis and Musaf and the full davening of Shabbos morning, there are individuals who like what's known as the Kiddush Club, in which as soon as the Haftarah has been completed, and at times unfortunately even prior, they rush to a side room of the shul, make Kiddush and enjoy Mezaynis and say L'chaim on Schnapps, prior to the prayer of Musaf. Likewise, sometimes it happens that a person is davening later than usual, or alone, and would like to make Kiddush prior to Musaf. Are there any regulations or restrictions against eating prior to Musaf? This question is not limited to Shabbos alone, but applies all days that Musaf is recited, such as Reish Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, and the like. And of course, one of the big questions that is related to this subject is whether it is permitted for shuls on Simchas Torah to make big kiddushim, and often Yom Tov meals, after Shacharis before Musaf. So let us begin our journey of discovery. So this matter is first discussed in the Gemara Tractate Brachas 28b. The Gemara there states that an Amira by the name of Rav Avya from Babylon became sick and did not show up to the shir of Rav Yosef, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Pumpadisa, and would give a shir every Shabbos between Shacharis and Musaf. On Sunday, when Rav Avya finally showed up after feeling better, Abaye stepped in to speak to Rav Yosef so he shouldn't be upset with Rav Avya for not showing up to his shir the previous day. So Abaye walked over to Rav Avya and asked him, "Well, why didn't you come yesterday to the class?" And he told him as he wasn't feeling well, "As I was hungry and weak." To which Abaye asked him, "Well, why didn't you eat something and feel good and then come to the shir?" Rav Avya replied to him, "Abaye, don't you know that Rav Huna stated that it's forbidden for someone to eat anything before he davens Musaf?" From this story, it would be implied that it is forbidden to eat anything before Musaf. Anything at all. However, the Gemara concludes, Leis hilchasa leiker Rav Huna veleiker Yeshua ben Levi. We do not actually rule like Rav Huna and Yeshua ben Levi. Meaning we don't rule that it's forbidden to eat anything before Musaf, and we don't rule like Yeshua ben Levi, who says you can't eat anything before Mincha, as you could. So according to this conclusion, it's implied that there are no restrictions about making Kiddush before Musaf and eating a meal. In the Shulchan Aruch, this ruling is recorded in chapter 286, in the Mechaber Tzif Gimel, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Tzif Dalet. And there they write, as the Gemara concludes, that it is permitted to eat after the prayer of Shacharis, prior to the prayer of Musaf, however, with limitation and regulation. The Mechaber states it's permitted to taste, meaning have a snack, and eat a small amount of bread to satiate the heart, although not an actual meal. A kind of obscure definition. The Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch goes a bit deeper and in greater detail and says as follows, that the eating restrictions prior to Musaf are the same as the eating restrictions prior to Mincha. And anything that you may eat before Mincha, you may eat before Musaf, and anything that you can't eat before Mincha, you can't eat before Musaf. Now, what are foods that you can't eat before Mincha and therefore can't eat before Musaf? So the Alter Rebbe states, as is brought down in the laws of Mincha, in the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, chapter 232, halacha 3, that one may eat an unlimited amount of fruits, and consume an unlimited amount of non-alcoholic beverages, and may eat up to a kibetza of bread, but not more. So thus far from the text, what we know that can and can't be eaten is an unlimited amount of fruits, and we can also assume vegetables may be eaten. All drinks, non-alcoholic, can be drunk without limitation. And you can even wash on bread up to a kibetza. But to eat more than a kibetza of bread is forbidden prior to Mincha, and is likewise forbidden prior to Musaf. Now, what about Mezaynis products? Does it fall under the unlimited category of fruits and drinks? Or does it fall under the regulated category of Hamaitzi? So while this matter is not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, neither of the Alter Rebbe nor the Mechaber, the Achrayim conclude that it follows the same law as the requirement to eat in a sukkah, as that's where we find the definition of a meal to be explained. Now, in the laws of sukkahs, it's explained that just like you can't eat more than a kibetza of bread outside the sukkah, so too you can't eat more than a kibetza of mezaynis outside the sukkah. Thus, the Achrenim conclude that it's likewise forbidden to eat more than a kebetza of mezaynis prior to mincha, and the same applies prior to musa, in essence having the same exact status of law of bread. And therefore, although technically the text writes that one shouldn't eat more than a kebetza of pas before mincha and musa, it does not come to exclude mezaynis, as the same applies also to mezaynis products. And in truth, the term pas does not even mean bread at all, but it can also mean mezaynis products, as we know that mezaynis products that are baked are known as pas habobekisnin, meaning they are also defined as pas, even though they're not hamaitzi. So now that we've clarified regarding the prohibition of eating more than a kebetza of hamaitzi and mezaynis before mincha and musaf, let us discuss regarding drinking alcoholic beverages. So the Magen Avraham rules that it is forbidden to drink more than a kebetza of alcohol before mincha, and based on what we explained, the same would apply before musaf. So you can have up to 55 cc of alcohol before musaf, and not more. According to the above, the halacha is clear. If a person would like to make kiddush before musaf on Shabbos, or like to eat something before musaf on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, he may do so, but has to be careful not to eat more than a kebetza of mezaynis or hamaitzi, which is equal to 55 grams, and likewise might not drink more than 55 cc of mashka of alcohol. According to this, it would seem that the custom of many shuls on Simchas Torah to have a meal before musaf, and certainly the custom of the breakaway kiddush clubs, are completely against halacha, as they eat much more than 55 grams of mezaynis and hamaitzi, and they drink more than 55 cc of alcohol. So regarding the kiddush that's customarily held on Simchas Torah between Shachris and Musaf, the Poskim of today have defended this custom based on the fact that whenever a community does something together, it's considered as if they have an insurance in remembering to do the prayer, as they all will remind each other, and therefore it is allowed to be done. And one may wash and eat even more than a kebetza of bread or mezaynis during this meal, as the community itself is considered a shomer. However, if one decides to go home and have the meal at home, then he should ideally appoint a shomer to remind him to daven musaf, especially if he plans on davening musaf by himself, in which case he must do so, or simply daven musaf before the meal. Now, regarding the kiddush clubs, this matter is a bit more severe, as the community is not waiting for them to begin musaf. They are a breakaway minyan. Now, if they plan on doing their own minyan for musaf, then you can argue it's included in the above allowance. However, if not, it is not clear that eating more than a kebetza would be allowed, unless they appoint a shomer who is not being involved in their eating to remind them to daven musaf. In any event, there's not really enough time for kiddush clubs to properly make kiddush and eat, and spend some time socializing without missing part of the haftarah and perhaps even the beginning of musaf, not to mention that they may end up davening under the influence of alcohol, which is an absolute prohibition, depending on how much one drank. And therefore, we can confidently say, Ein ruach hachamim neichem mehem, that this custom of the kiddush club is not a custom established and encouraged by the sages. And only on Simchas Torah, when we're trying to get our community ready for Hakafas with joy, do we find leniency to do so for the sake of increasing the joy of the Torah, and not simply for increasing the joy of our bellies and to release the tension of our mouths, which were restricted from talking during the prayer.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.